Welcome to the Hyper Guy Motivational Podcast. Sorry I've been gone for a little while. I've got a lot going on with school and life and everything else going on. I have a wonderful guest today, Saeed Steichleather. And Saeed is a wonderful businessman. And one of the things I like about my podcast is I get to meet very interesting people in all from all walks of life. Saeed is a very successful businessman. So I asked him to be on the show because he actually has a business and something that I really, really enjoy, which is acai. And so this was my segue into learning about business and how he got into this. And he has a pretty amazing, interesting life. So I was like, you know, Saeed, I got to have you on here. And he said, I've always wanted to be on a podcast. Absolutely. So thank you for being here, Saeed.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you being on here.
Yeah.
So Saeed, I always start out by asking, you know, where were you born and raised?
So I was raised in Oregon for the most part. I kind of moved around a little bit. I was born out of the country and moved here when I was younger. I was in California for a little bit of time when I was young, and then moved to Oregon. That's where my formidable years were. It's a city called Coos Bay, Oregon. It's a very small place, but yeah, I was there. And then high school, moved to different cities in Oregon. Yeah. And from there, I moved back to California once I graduated.
So what was growing up in Oregon like, and what did you want to do when you're like, when you thought about finishing high school, what did you want to do?
To be honest, growing up in Oregon, it was, I don't know, it was all right. It was just a very small place. And like my city in particular was just real depressing, I guess. You know, it's like it was just kind of small and not a lot going on. There wasn't a lot of money in the city. It wasn't like a crime-ridden place or anything like that at all. But it was just a dreary type of place. But you don't notice it when you're a kid. You're just living. So it wasn't until I got a little older that I realized, okay, this place is kind of not a lot of successful things come from there. And when I was younger, I really didn't know. I think I wanted to be a rock star, probably, you know, because I used to play drums. So I thought, okay, maybe I'll do that. But realistically, once I got into high school, I knew that it was going to be something in business, just because it's one of those things that I've always had a knack for. I never played any type of sports, really, or I really wasn't into too much else except for just businesses and money and, you know, just kind of studying it the way that some people might study like basketball players or football players. I would just study different people in business and, you know, just different businesses and things like that. So I knew it'd be something in business. I just didn't know what.
So you were interested in business like in high school. You actually like, I'm going to go ahead and just, I'm fascinated by this and I want to be a businessman one day. And what did you do?
Yeah. Well, even before then, like I was into business as literally as early as I can remember. Like the game I used to play, you know, when you're a kid, you'll play with like action figures or Hot Wheels or what. I would play Office. So I would set up like a little office and pretend I'm like sending stuff out and doing all that. And that was young, like 8 or 9 around there. But yeah, when I was, I think 9 or 10, I started a little lawnmower business and I went around and I had people, I'd get, you know, get the clients and then I had some of my friends and then I'd send them there. They'd do some yards and we just did that. And then I bought a paper route because in Oregon, you had to be 13 to buy a paper route. So I knew somebody that had one and I bought it from him. I paid him $200, took over his paper route and then just started doing that and just kind of, you know, just doing stuff like that, really.
Man, so you've been like your whole life, you've been like an entrepreneur.
I love it. Yeah, it's what I love to do.
And so what do you think you get the inspiration from?
You know, I don't know. I really don't. I think it was just something I was good at. It makes me feel good, like I'm good at something. And I found that really young. And so when you find something that you're feel like you're good at and it brings you a sense of pride, you just, it motivates you to keep wanting to do it.
And then what about your parents? Did you must have told your parents, hey, I'm going to get into business. And what were your parents thinking? And hey, what do you want to do when you grow up? I mean, did you have to convince them of anything, or did they just kind of knew you were just going to be, hey, this kid's going to be an entrepreneur?
You know, my parents, we never had that talk, like, what are you going to do when you get older type of thing. Like, both my parents worked. So I'm 35. So latchkey kids were, it was more appropriate back then than let's say nowadays. But yeah, so we really didn't have those type of talks. But I think when I told them that I wanted to get it, like, it wasn't even like something I had to tell them. It just happened. I moved out when I was 18. So it just started. And I don't really think they understand too much about it. I mean, they know that I do business, but I don't think they really understand like what it is that I do, to be honest.
They probably haven't seen your shop yet. But so what were your first businesses that you did? You moved out when you were 18, and what was that journey for you like?
Yeah, so my first brick and mortar business, like legitimate business, was Liquid, the where I met you at. So this is my first proper business. Before then, it was just a lot of trial and error, trying to get things off the ground or trying to figure out what direction I want to go. Trying to figure out what the best move is going to be. But yeah, so I was in San Diego and I thought about moving here. I had an idea, to do, basically like a franchising model business, but it was in a completely different industry. Came here. And then the way the cards fell, it was just, my building was there ready for me. So I just took it.
So what made you choose? And so just so people have an idea, you decided to get into it, which is interesting. I mean, you got into a very competitive business.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, and maybe you can tell people out there what acai is. I don't think a lot of people, they mispronounce it. They call it acai. A million different things you hear acai. Yeah. It's from Brazil. Uh-huh. What made you choose to start a business that was focusing on acai bowls?
Yeah. And any way they say it, they could say acai, acai. I know what they mean, so I'll get it. But the reason I chose that one, I didn't even do it at first, to be honest. When I first opened up that drive-through, I was mainly focusing on smoothies and juices, because I didn't know. I mean, I knew about acai bowls, but not to the level that I do now. But anyways, I had four acai items on the menu. Long story short, they just blew up. They were really, really popular. So I just kind of went with it. You know, I didn't necessarily intend for that to happen, but I just went with it. I figured out how to get the price as low as I can through my distributor. And it just made more sense because it was really popular and that's what everybody loved. So I just leaned into it. And now probably 95% of my revenue comes from my acai bowls.
Yeah. And so what is acai? I'm sure people ask you that. What's acai?
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's a berry. It's from Brazil. It goes bad really quickly. So when we get it here, it's usually in like a scoopable. That's the best way, but it's the more expensive way. Most of the time you get it, it's in the frozen cubes, or you can get it in powder. You know, just because of our proximity to where it's from, it makes the most sense. But yeah, it's a, they call it a superfood, you know, so we do them in bowls. So we'll take acai, put the acai in there, add the granola, whatever toppings, fruits like that. But it's really good and it is really popular. And I think it's getting more popular as people kind of become more aware of it. I think it started off first as a trend food, but it's been so long now that people realize the benefits of it. And it also tastes delicious. So it's a superfood that you don't have to worry about any deficiency in the taste of it or anything like that, because it really is delicious. And for what it does, it's fairly healthy.
So let me ask you this. What have been, what for you? I mean, so when I was actually how we met is I it's like been my kind of my pursuit to look for the perfect acai. I've had acai all over Brazil, and it's amazing. And they didn't even have it in the United States at the time. I'd have to wait to go to Brazil to have it. What have been some of the challenges for you when you started opening a business? When I basically looked up best acai, and then yours popped up, which it had a lot of reviews and said wonderful things about your acai. What have been some of the challenges for you opening up your business?
A lot. I can't even lie. A lot. Not knowing. That's a good question. I would say one of the challenges that I've found in my space in particular is I would say that it's not knowing the framework for a brick and mortar in the food and beverage space. So I didn't necessarily know the framework when I get in. So a lot of that, you know, can be confused with trial and error. I don't really think it's so much trial and error as just not knowing the right decision to make before that decision is made, because obviously you're like right now I'm planning for the winter and we're barely out of the winter. So just to try to predict based on the numbers and the feedback that I've seen, trying to predict what's going to happen with my business by the time that it's not so far away that it's bleeding and dead before I even know it's dead. Having that balance has been challenging because I've never gone through that process before. It's a little bit easier now, but you know, it's like a baby. Like sometimes a baby will be crying. It might be because it's hungry, but sometimes they have everything they need and they're still crying. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what's wrong. Or sometimes the baby, it might be hungry and it might need to change its diaper, but it's not crying. But it still needs those things. And just with your business, you just have to know what those things are that it needs before it even needs them. So it's been really fun, but that's also been challenging for sure.
Yeah, because your first business has been so successful, you're going to open up a second spot.
Yeah.
And what has that been? What are the challenges of doing that? Have you enjoyed doing that? And also, I guess another part of that question would be, is it difficult to start a business? I know it depends on what city you're in and what state you're in. Is this a difficult time, you know, 2024? You know, is it a difficult time to start a business, I guess?
I think it's easy to start a business. It's hard to keep a business. I think it's, especially now with all the resources we have, marketing tools and things like that, having a business and starting it's very easy. But yeah, maintaining it, keeping it, and growing it all at the same time, it's the most difficult thing I've ever done. It takes a lot of you, and most people, and I'm not saying this to like pat myself on the back or anything, but just most people, they can't do it because there's also no reason, because it's not super profitable at first. So in other words, you're putting in so much work, so much stress, so much everything, and you could make more money if you just went and got a corporate job. So most people, they weigh those options and they just say, okay, I'll take that route. But some people like myself, I just don't have a choice. It's just what I love to do.
So tell me what you get out of it when you get up in the morning and you come in to work, because you're going to be hiring employees soon.
Yeah.
What's that experience for you like? Do you enjoy working with the public? What do you get out of doing the job?
I don't mind working with the public. It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite. I like more of the behind the scenes type of stuff. But every once in a while, like how we met, you know, some really great relationships come from it. So I do enjoy that. But, you know, what I get from it is is I'm living what I envisioned to be living for myself, and I'm living that even the times where it's difficult or taxing on me, it's still so enjoyable. I mean, I'm extremely happy, and I really get a sense of gratitude from it. And then I get to set different tasks and goals for myself and my business, and then just map it out and follow those steps, and just that progression and following the proper structure of how to do it, it's extremely satisfying.
What advice would you give people out there if they're going to start a business? What's like the, because you have a lot of experience. What are some tips that you would give to somebody if they wanted to start a business from scratch? How do you stay motivated? How do you stay driven? And
yeah. Well, let's say they're at a point where they already know this is what I'm going to do. Because honestly, my very first thing is like, you know, are you really sure you want to do that? Because it takes a lot. It's going to be a lot. But if they're like, nope, I'm going to do it. Okay, good. I have found the team that you have around you is so, so important. Like, I don't have employees working in the shop at the moment, but I do have people on my team to help me with videography, the marketing side, take another look at these numbers. This is what I interpret from these numbers. Do you see the same thing? Where should we move? Having those people around you and everybody knowing what their role is, and it's different than mine. Once I got those people, and I only have three or four of them, but once I found them, it has just been night and day in terms of the productivity and the growth of the business. So I would say for sure, once you're at a place where you can, get a team to help, because you can't do everything. In business, there's so many sciences. You know, are you a money man? So in other words, can you collect the cash, or are you an entrepreneur, or are you good with this aspect? There's so many different aspects of business that you can't be good at all of them, but you just have to find like what one are you good at, fill that role, and find other people to fill the rest of those roles.
I'm going to ask you this question. I think about this all the time. And in terms of competitiveness, do you find, because I'm sure that, you know some of your competition out there, do you find the environment to be overwhelming in terms of being competitive? And do you find some of the people you compete against, are they friendly? Are they welcome to new business? How do you navigate that space, I guess?
Yeah, I always think about that too. Because I'm not necessarily a competitive person. Like if you and me play golf, it's not like I'm extremely competitive. I just like to have fun, but I am competitive because I look at it like a sport, and I'm competing with everybody else that's trying to get somebody to spend money, you know? So I do think it's very competitive. I will say that people that I know that are restaurateurs, even other people that might have a cafe, things like this, it is very welcoming, and they are very helpful. But at the same time, I always have to remember we are competing. So of course, not that I have to question their motives for certain things, but I have to understand like, well, this is a space that some people look at to where we can't both take up equal shares. I don't necessarily see it that way, but I do know some people might. And so I just have to be very aware of, just P's and Q's, just knowing what to say and when to say it around who.
So you have to tell me, how excited are you about opening your second spot? Because your first spot is only in some ways kind of outgrowing you, because you're going to open up a second spot. Yeah. I love your first spot. But this is going to be like a brick and mortar, as you were saying. How excited are you about that? And is it, are you excited about the challenge of having to manage two places now?
Yeah, I'm very, very eager to get it open. The concept for Liquid is meant to be a conceptual concept. So the people are meant to be inside to absorb everything about the brand. It's much harder to do that when you can't go in. But yeah, I'm really excited. I'm not overly excited because in my mind, it's hard to explain, but I feel like it's already done. And so I've already kind of rejoiced because I feel like it's already done. So by the time the doors open, I'm already past that onto the next one. So I can't say I'm too excited, but I am very eager and I'm looking forward for it to be done.
So when do you think it's your second shop will be opening?
I'm just in the hiring process, the early stages of it now. So it'll definitely be open by summertime, like June. But I would like to have a soft opening before that.
Is it going to be hard for you to not be at one all the time? Because I know you really enjoy being at your first place. Is it going to be difficult for you to go to the second place?
No, I don't think so. I have thought about it, but I try not to put too much weight into it because there's going to be a time when I have, you know, 5, 6, 7 of them. So I just focus on my operational procedures, make sure those are airtight so I can just hand it off to somebody and they can control it based on everything I've given them. And so I really won't have to do too much thoughts about is it in good hands, because it'll be me in form of my policies that I've set up. So, you know, I'm looking forward to when I'm not at any of them.
Oh, that's awesome. And then, so let me ask you this question. So it's, you know, the whole concept and the name that you have, Liquid Las Vegas. What do you get? You have amazing. I mean, I would like for you to give some of the names of the acai bowls that you have. And what are some of those names?
So we have some ones that everybody would understand, like a classic acai bowl, you know, a blueberry acai bowl. But there are ones like I have a peanut butter acai bowl. I have a Ninth Island acai bowl in Vegas. There is a large island community, and obviously Vegas is referred to as the Ninth Island because of how many people from the islands are here. So I took that into account, and that one's more of a tropical bowl. I have, you know, an all-in bowl, which is essentially everything that there is in one. Yeah, and then just like regular ones. I mean, we have like pineapple, blueberry, classic, you know.
And I'm not going to give this away. So I'm only going to say, what's your secret? What makes your bowls so popular as opposed to other people? Without giving away the secret sauce.
Yeah.
But how did you develop the idea of what combinations to put in and all the other good stuff?
So I curated the menu myself. A lot of hours spent in the shop till early in the mornings doing flavor combinations, what's going to be good. I'm not a chef, you know, so I'm just going based off of taste, what I think will look good. But really, more importantly, to answer your question, it's how it's going to look, because if it looks good, then necessarily people are going to want to capture it, share it, tell people about it. Combine that with the people that do stop by, making sure that certain people that are more prominent in the city, whether they're athletes or local artists that are popular and have their own, just getting all these people to stop by. And then it just creates this thing of like, okay, this is an acai bowl. Sure, you can get an acai bowl almost anywhere that sells a smoothie, but the energy behind Liquid and how people feel because they went to my store instead of, let's say, like a Bowlology or something like that, some, you know, a major place, it feels more real, I guess, is the best way to explain it. So that's how I always look at Liquid. I look at it as like, yes, the product is the acai bowls, but really the reason why people go there is because of what they feel like they're a part of when they go there, like, oh, this person goes there, oh, they treat me like this when I go there, you know, the whole experience of it is what is, it's not even a secret. I mean, that's any good business, you know, that's what it is. Like, you could buy Nikes or Adidas, they're both good, but you feel like you're a part of something depending on which team you want to support.
So at your store, you make other smoothies as well? I know that you make other smoothies besides acai bowls. What other kind of smoothies do you make?
Yeah, so I have some smoothies, unique ones. For example, I have one called an icy blueberry that's with lemons, oat milk, blueberries, bananas, just different. I have regular ones like strawberry bananas, you know, stuff like that. But most of them are unique. They're ones that I've made that you can't find at other smoothie places.
Yeah, one of the things I really like about yours, and I've, like I said, I've had acai just about everywhere. And what really made me, a couple things stood out to me is that it has got great reviews, and you've had a lot of people review you and just really great reviews. But I like a couple things. One is the freshness, and then the combination of ingredients, but also the size of it. So there's some places that that I've been to, like you said, that are your, you know, they may have, you know, 15 franchises. And I think what they did is they saw how popular acai was getting. They said, we better add acai. We really don't know what this is, but we're going to add it on here because other people are taking this market share from us. Mm-hmm. But they really didn't do a good job in terms of looking at the combinations or anything. They made them very standard. Yeah. As opposed to what you bring to the table is very unique in that yours, like you said, is a different combination, the presentation, and it's just really good. And you're giving us a good value for the price. There's some places that you go to, and honestly, they're not that good in terms of the value itself, what you're getting. You're not even getting it. It's, you know, you're not even getting a good size for the price you're paying. So you're never going to go back there again. As opposed to you, like you said, you know, you're very passionate about what you're doing. So when somebody comes to get their product from you, you're excited about it and you're proud of what you do. And so that comes out in the way in the product that you produce. And the other thing that I really enjoy is just your enthusiasm for business. Mm-hmm. And that you started from nothing. And the struggles that you went through, but you still stay driven. And to the point now where you went from, like you said, a place, your first business, from a place there was hardly any businesses there. Mm-hmm. You were the only business in that area. But you took the chance to go ahead, let me start a business in some place that there's no businesses at.
Yeah.
And what made you do that?
I would have much rather positioned Liquid in a place that would have been a little bit more populated, a little bit more traffic. But to be honest with you, you know, I started it and I didn't have capital. And when I say no capital, I don't mean, oh, I had a couple thousand dollars capital. I mean, when I opened those doors, I had no capital. I would have to, the money I made that day, I would have to use that to push the business along. It's not a good, I don't suggest starting a business that way. And I would have liked to not, but it's just how it was. So to answer your question, I chose that place because it was available and it was just the opportunity. And when I see an opportunity with a lot of things in business, I go for it. My style of business is I do, maybe it's because of my age or I don't know, but I do take a lot of risks. I really do. And I don't mind it. And they don't always work out. You know, in this case, it would have cost a lot of money if it didn't work out. But when I know that something is going to work, I'll go for it. So I saw that place was available and it happened to be a little bit more than I wanted to pay, but I talked to them, talked them down a little bit, and I was able to get in there. And it just, you know, it was really just the opportunity is why I took that spot.
Well, I appreciate you for being here today. You're a great success story. I mean, so much energy, and you're doing good stuff out there, and I expect to see 15 to 100 more of these around. I hope that they can keep the uniqueness of, you know, the product you're selling. And knowing you, they're going to do that. What's the best way for somebody to follow you, or you know, to, you know, if you can give, you can go ahead and give your locations, and what's the best way to, for them to follow you on social media or get a hold of you?
Yeah. So I run the Instagram account. So it's liquid_Las Vegas. If you're in Vegas, Rainbow and Oki, I'm right there, right on the corner. And the new location is in North Vegas, 4040 West Craig Road. But all that information, because I'm sure people won't write it down or remember, it's all on social media, just liquid_Las Vegas on TikTok, Instagram, wherever.
And what do you recommend people have? What's the most popular acai, the most okay, I'm going to ask you two questions.
Yeah.
Most popular acai combination, and then the best smoothie you got.
Okay, I see blueberry is the best one. It's the most unique one, and you can only get it at Liquid. The Ninth Island, it's always top three. It changes month to month, but always top three is the Ninth Island. Peanut butter bowl, if you like peanut butter, that one is delectable.
I had that one, and I got to tell you, I love the fact that you didn't skimp on the peanut butter. There's some places that would just put a little bit in there.
Right.
But you took care of me on that one.
I mean, if you're eating the peanut butter bowl, you like peanut butter. So we make sure that it's plentiful.
And so let me ask you this question. I got to ask you these. What do you like to do for fun, brother?
I've gotten into golf lately, just in the past couple months. So I like to do that. I like to go to a lot of shows here. I love to eat out, you know, that type of stuff. But definitely golf. That's my new obsession. I'm deep in golf right now.
And then what's your favorite restaurant in Vegas?
That's the best question. Okay, Delilah is very, very good.
What kind of food is that?
It's not. I mean, it's like a steak. You know, like steak place. What's another really good place? Inside the Wynn, they have a really good brunch spot called Tableau. That's very good for like a brunch spot. Those are really good. Thai food, Lotus of Siam, excellent. Excellent. I mean, the best Thai food that I've ever had. It's really, really good. I would say those are probably the three I like the most. You know, Delilah's a little bit pricey, but if you can do it, it's really excellent. You can't go wrong.
Favorite place to travel?
I mean, my family's from Europe, so I like to go there. Of course, I'm biased. They're from France, so I love to go there. That's usually what it is, but I'll take an island trip too. You know, I'll do the Bahamas, all that. But I want to go to Greece, actually. That's next on my list to go.
And then what do you want to be remembered for when Saeed is no longer here? Well, your acai bowls, you're always going to be remembered for, right? What do you want to be remembered for?
I really want to be known as one of the best business people. I really do. It's really important to me. I want to continue my career for a very long time. I want to do many more businesses outside of Liquid, and I want to build up my resume and be known as an excellent businessman.
Well, I guess I'm so impressed by you, Saeed. Thank you so much for being here today. And thank you for being here on the podcast and motivating folks out there to continue working hard and you know, pursue their dreams. And like you said, you really have started from nothing and you become a success and you love doing what you're doing. And we'll love to have you on another time as well. And keep everybody informed, you know, how well you're doing. But thank you for being here, my friend.
Yeah, definitely. And also I want to say, if somebody that's hearing this podcast does show up to the shop, let me know, because I'll make sure they get taken care of extra special.
Well, you know what we'll do is whoever listens, they'll have to come and tell you. They'll say, hey, are you Saeed? I listened to you on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll give them a discount.
Well, thank you so much, Saeed. And we'll talk soon, my friend. Until next time, everybody. Keep learning. And Saeed, thank you, brother.
No problem. Thank you.
Take care.